All right, welcome to the second season, the 13th episode of Charlie and Me. If you are not our friends and family, I still have no idea why you're listening, but we have a fun one lined up. If you are our friends and family, you will definitely appreciate this one. It'll be a lot of fun. We have a good interview, and Charlie and I have had a lot to update on. So,
we do?
Not really, but I just want to say
make it sound like we have busy lives. Smart.
Yeah. I just like people to think that we're busy and we are.
So, Grant, what do you have to update us on?
Oh, man, busy weekend. I got a lot of sleep. So,
those go hand in hand.
Yeah, I got pretty busy, caught up on some sleep, played my first round of golf.
Yeah? How'd it go?
Terrible. Terrible. Yeah, it went pretty bad, but that was all right. I was cool with it. Yeah, other than that, not a whole lot. I'm trying to just catch up after a couple back-to-back weekends of entertaining and having fun, and then we got another one coming up.
We do. It's going to be a good time. I'm sure you guys will hear about it next week, but I guess that's my cue probably to go into what I talked about.
Also, we're recording this after a Cubs victory.
Go Cubs, go.
On a Monday night.
So hey, Chicago, what do you say? We Cubs going to win today.
We watched John Lester shut down, you know, Mike Trout and the Angels. So
yeah, it was, what, 8-1 win, I think?
8-1 win.
We domination.
Big domination. A lot of fun.
Big win for the Cubs. Needed it bad. Okay, but yeah. So my weekend was pretty solid. It was a good one of those good weekends. Got the surprise text from a buddy Friday afternoon. He's like, hey, let's go grab a quick nine. I was like, okay, don't need to twist my arm. I'll get out of the office. So I went and ran, played a quick nine on Friday, and then had an easy day on Saturday with you. Came down and went for a runner on the lake. And then I think I was in bed watching a movie at 9 o'clock and I passed out. So that was always, it's always exciting when that happens. But then, yeah, I as well played golf on Sunday, like you. Sounds like I played a little better, but what do you expect?
must be nice.
I know, it's a burden being me. And then, yeah, worked from home today, so we go to the game, and it was a grand old time.
Pretty much, like, works from home slash works from my part.
I did 5 hours at home, my place, and 3 hours at your place.
Yeah, I did.
My lunch break was my commute.
Yeah, I did some hours at my place. It's tough to tell how many hours you work, you know. At the end of the day, no one's counting, right?
Until I do my time card, then yeah, someone has to count.
Eh. Just click 80 and then I
click 80.
80 hours, I get paid. But yeah, it's been a good weekend. Chicago is definitely
it's full swing spring / summer.
Full swing summer. There's stuff going on nonstop. So
I will say the farmer's stand, it's coming in nicely.
I can't imagine. We're good. Mine's not terrible yet, but I can't imagine it's gonna pick up here.
I got the golf shirt tan where I have a little V on my neck, lower neck area.
You have a V neck tan.
Yeah, but it's for golf shirts. It's from the button.
Oh, yeah,
it's
okay, sure. Sure.
It's from the button, Grant.
It's mostly from V neck.
It's mostly from the button.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like all from the button.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Charlie's got a V neck tan. He's loving it. Good for him, I guess.
So kind of where our lives are at.
We had a really interesting weekend, and Saturday we were sitting here and we saw Michael Scott. We were watching an episode of The Office for some reason because we were just burning a second. Oh, we watched the Ted Bundy movie with Zac Efron.
Pretty good.
It was pretty good, but then we were like, we needed something uplifting afterwards.
We both finished the movie and was like, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that. It was a good movie, but like, yeah, it just leaves you feeling weird.
I don't want to feel good about just watching that movie. So we turned on an episode of The Office, and Michael was talking about his inventions. And one of his inventions was for the bathroom, where it was literally a net in the toilet to catch everything before it falls into the toilet.
Genius. In case you drop your
phone?
Your phone, your wallet, your keys, and your turd.
I wish I remember what it was called. Toilet Buddy. That's what it was called.
Toilet Buddy.
Toilet Buddy. So
Buddy.
It was called the Toilet Buddy. And so I then, you know, went on our Instagram and asked some people, what's the best invention in the bathroom? Already made or not? We got some good answers. I think the most original was soap. I fucking appreciate that one.
I use it already, though. It's not new.
True. I put Toilet Buddy, so I didn't forget that Toilet Buddy was what we were thinking about. We had a good toilet paper rack.
Okay.
Although I've been in bathrooms without them.
Yeah, you can still function pretty good.
It can still work. One was the oblong toilet seat bowl and heated seat.
I've never sat on a heated toilet seat, but
honestly,
now I really want to.
It's pretty cool.
I really want
to. They had them in Japan. They also had like cooled seats, and then they had like the little boudet if you wanted it.
Did you do the boudet?
I never did it.
I would have done it. You gotta try it once.
You know, I wasn't looking for an enema, but the oblong toilet seat definitely. Like, you ever sat in just a circular toilet seat?
Probably.
It's not quite as comfortable. You kind of feel a little more condensed in your areas. So
you see all proper?
What?
You sit proper.
Maybe. No, my back's not straight. I'm still hunched over. It's not more proper.
Man.
But it's definitely awkward. So oblong toilet seat, I'm going to give you that one. The last one we had is an obvious original. The squatty potty.
Oh, I love the squatty potty.
The squatty potty was a good call.
I recommend, if you've never seen like the squatty potty commercial, go to YouTube.
Plug it in.
Squatty potty. You'll laugh your ass off.
Marketing on point.
That's great.
They killed it.
Squatty potty.
The squatty potty was definitely probably the taker there. Although soap was pretty original as well.
I did appreciate your soap answer.
Soap's important.
Squatty potty for the win, though.
Squatty potty for the win. But we did have a podium today. As we're sitting here watching the face-off of, what is this, game three?
Game four.
Game four. Is it game four?
Yeah, it is game four.
Game four of the Stanley Cup Finals, Monday night.
Who has the best NHL hockey jerseys?
Let's flip a coin. Heads.
Tails.
Damn.
I gotta go first. The Blackhawks, Grant.
Yeah, I know. I knew that was gonna be the first pick.
The Blackhawks obviously have the best jersey.
Blackhawks have a fantastic jersey.
Original six, just classic.
It's just a good jersey. You don't have to say anything about it. It's a good jersey, doesn't matter what color. Red, white.
Stands alone. Black.
Looks good.
Do we say white? Do we say red?
We said white. We said red.
Do we say black?
We said both.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll say mine is the Arizona Coyotes.
What?
That's a pretty good one.
Okay.
What are you talking about? That's a good looking jersey.
It sure is, Grant. It sure is.
I don't know.
I just disagree.
I like it.
My second one is, fun fact for you, Grant. This jersey has never been changed since its original 6 days.
Is it Boston?
Nope. This is the Detroit Red Wings. The wing. The classic look.
Wow, dude. Again. You're going right to the Red Wings? Are you going to say the Blues next? Is there all three of you going to be in the...
Blues aren't original six.
I'm just saying. It don't have to be original six to be in the jersey contest.
No. But I thought that's where you're going. I was trying to read your mind.
No.
But yeah, the Red Wings. It's just a clean look. It's a clean look.
I'll do a shout out to all my Minnesota people. Minnesota Wild.
God, your jerseys suck.
I don't know. I like the green. Green's like one of my favorite colors, so... Fuck off. It kind of fits the Coyotes.
My third one isn't technically, it's an alternate jersey. It's the New York Rangers. It's the New York Rangers. It's a Lady Liberty jersey.
Not going to count it.
I love that jersey.
It's not an original jersey. It's an alternate.
Count it. It's in the books. I already said it out loud. People already heard it. They know what I'm talking about. Dark blue, navy blue.
All right. My last jersey then.
Great pick.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Pick the Blues. I dare you take the Blues. I dare you take the Blues.
I think I'm going to go LA Kings.
Which one?
Black one.
Okay. No offense. I hate all your picks.
I don't like your picks either. Well, I can't say that. Damn it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on the interview here. We have
great.
Ryan Trapp and Kayla Janto and their new engagement. Now we welcome on very, very good friends of Charlie and myself.
A special duo.
A good duo. We're happy to welcome on.
A pair ready to fight crime.
Ready to fight crime for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Ryan and Kayla. Ryan Trapp and Kayla Janto, welcome on.
Thank you for having us.
We couldn't be happier. We'll start off. We usually ask everyone the Charlie Me question, but you guys have both been on, I think, more than once now.
Caleb's been on twice. I've only been on once.
Yeah, well, that shows where our alliance is.
We have favorites.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
We play that game. So, our question is now for Charlie and I.
It's a curveball.
Is what's our favorite Ryan and Kayla moment?
Oh.
Kayla, you can go first.
No.
Oh, we're saying the moment?
So we're answering.
Oh, boy, I did not know this.
I thought he understood that. So my favorite Ryan and Kayla moment is...
I got mine, Grant.
Waking up...
Grant, I got mine.
I'm glad you have yours. is waking up at the cabin, at Ryan's cabin, sleeping in the dog bed, basically... Wow, I was the only other one in the room while you guys were sleeping.
It's kind of creepy, dude.
Grant, why were you on the dog bed?
Yeah.
Well, because...
Grant's a dog.
No, because at first I just, like, I plopped down in the middle of them, but I was on top of the covers, and I was trapping them. So I got quickly booted out of that position.
And yeah, I was feeling pretty claustrophobic, and I just, like... kicked you out.
Yeah, like literally it was like she only had to say it once and I was gone.
Okay, fine.
Okay. I understand. She was very assertive in her role there.
Yeah, she is.
It's a decent story, if I must say so myself.
I probably have a lot of other ones. I definitely slept with Ryan once.
Yeah, I mean, more than once for sure.
We just slept, guys. Come on, get your head out of the gutter. You had a comfortable bed.
Oh boy, mine is gonna go back to freshman year.
Ooh,
freshman year.
Way back.
Mine's actually, I kind of third wheeled your guys' first kind of date, I guess.
Oh yeah,
you did.
I did.
The night that we started dating.
Yeah, we decided to go to the casino, and everyone bailed except for us three, and I had a car. So we made our
way. Yeah, we kind of used you.
We made our way to Mistake Lake, and Ryan. That's the night Ryan also taught me how to play blackjack at the casinos. I had never played before. I've come a long way since then.
So also, I need to ask
Grant. You weren't there.
No. I just have to ask. Oh, you just ruined the question. Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's not really Mistake Lake anymore then.
No, not Mistake Lake at all. Well, once you're there, it might be.
Once you're there, but like...
On the way there and the way back was great.
Wasn't a bad mistake.
I let them have shotgun and driver too. I took back seat.
My mistakes outweigh like the benefits of that place.
Yeah, I got a lot of benefit out of it because I got free drinks the whole night.
This is
right. And I like didn't gamble at all. I just watched you guys spend your money, and I was like, sweet, free drinks.
Yeah.
I was gonna.
You gambled my money too, and lost my money.
It starts early.
But yeah, I like to say I was very courteous on that date because I let you guys drive and have shotgun, and I took backseat in my own car. So.
True.
Yeah, you can. You're welcome.
I forgot about
Thanks,
that.
Chuck.
Yeah.
We're there from the start.
I never forget, Ryan. I never forget.
An elephant never forgets.
No.
Hey, I'm tall.
No. Charlie has put some weight on.
Wasn't it your sister's car we used?
Tomato, tomato.
At that point, though, she had her other car there, so technically we're going back to my car.
Mm-hmm. Charlie wins on technicalities a lot.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. I'm pretty good. Okay, but moving on. We don't want to spend too much time on that.
We don't want to talk about you guys too much.
Yeah.
But we have another question for you guys.
It's not like you're the stars of the show or anything.
Yeah.
But
I want to pump our egos.
No.
But this is my favorite question to ask, like, serious couples / engaged couples / married couples. Who farted in front of who first? And how long in this relationship did it take?
Oh, no. We were just talking about this the other day. It's
relevant.
How, like... To our knowledge, I don't think we have.
Whoa.
What? That's actually false.
No squeakers have been let go?
I'm sure they have, but not like conscious. I don't know. Ryan, do you have any input?
No, I feel like it's kind of a standoff now.
Dude, this is going to be stomachache city.
I'll do pretty much anything, but like... I'm not gonna give up on this yet.
This is this shocks me. This shocks me.
So you guys are gonna duel it out. Like I can only imagine how bad those stomach aches get.
I got an idea.
One time I farted in front of B Krill because she punched me in the stomach, like jokingly. And then I just let it out. And I was like, oh, that's awkward. And it was like a second date. It wasn't like it was very long.
I got an idea.
The thing is,
she
doesn't punch me very often.
Kayla, she
get
on that.
I mean, I think she kind of had to expect that that could be a result.
I don't know. I mean, I've been punched in the stomach before and I haven't farted. It's not like a, it's not like a one-to-one relationship there.
I got an idea, though. I got a great idea. When you guys get married, on the altar, when it says, you may kiss the bride, you guys just both just...
Yes.
Yeah.
That would not ruin the...
That wouldn't ruin anything.
SBDs.
Oh, yeah. Silent but deadly. That'd be awesome.
Because then you leave the altar anyway right then, and you just leave a trail.
You just crap dust the entire...
This is great.
That'd be absolutely...
What crop dusting is this weekend, actually.
That's true. It's about time. You gotta start laying the crops out.
She's annoying where it was.
I fucking love it.
What are you saying?
Didn't you just learn what crop dusting was this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, like farting crop dusting or like real crop dusting?
Yeah.
I'm going to take that as farting crop dusting.
All right, we'll take that one. We'll move on. But yeah, one of you, we're going to have to know when somebody farts first, when this battle's lost.
Like, raise a hanky or something.
What?
We'll keep you updated.
Well, all right, we expect a good update, but we appreciate the fact that you're both waiting. That's, you know, wait till marriage. That's cute.
Yeah. No. Yeah. For sure.
Exactly.
If anything, we just know that we're so competitive that we'll like just stick this out.
Oh God.
It's gonna be on your tombstone.
Till you die.
It's gonna be Ryan Trapp never farted in front of his wife. On his tombstone.
It killed him.
At the age of 88.
That'd be pretty good.
I'd be fine with that.
So I have to ask, what's the proposal story? I'm sure you've heard it like a million times now. You've been asked it like 1,000. So let's hear the rehearsed version, and then we can hear like the bad version after that if you want.
Yeah, honestly, this is one of those things I wish I like would have just typed it out and like had it, like had like a pre-made thing. It's like, replace names. You know what I mean? Like, oh, hello, insert name here.
This is how I propose.
Yeah, exactly. And so that you are correct. That was something I've told the story many times, but I'm sure you're, and Charlie, you remember this actually.
Oh yeah.
Would you help me with the smart mirror?
The magic mirror, yeah.
Yeah, I never finished that, right?
And this was supposed to be my Christmas gift, like 3.5 years ago.
I was gonna say, yeah, we were in college when that was the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't get a Christmas gift that year. It was chill.
It's kind of a good play, Ryan, I gotta be honest.
You think you won.
Yeah, so, then I was like, oh, the one, or I got really close to finishing it, right? So, but I bought a new screen, a new, like, part, and, like, it just didn't fit together, and I was like, and it all just kind of, like, fell apart, right? Like, it just didn't really turn out well. I never actually finished it, but it's like it wasn't working, right? So then I was like, oh, I'll just buy one, right? And so then 2 days beforehand, it hadn't shipped yet, right? So I was like, messaged him frantically, and then he's like, I'll overnight it. And so I did it on a Tuesday, and at 5 o'clock, he shipped it at 5 o'clock on Tuesday from Connecticut, and it got here at 10 a.m. the next day, right?
That's pretty good.
And yeah, it was. But I didn't really trust that was, I didn't like want to put all my eggs in that basket, right? Because she was going to be here at 3 that day, right? So that's really cutting it close, right?
Yeah.
So I actually finished the other one, right?
The original.
Yeah, the original one. I had cut the frame didn't fit and stuff, so I like cut that, like the top of it off, and then I like the glass didn't fit in the frame, so I'd like use nails to like kind of wedge it in there and stuff, and it turned out fine.
It's about not ready to fall apart if you touch it or like look at it weird. But it did the job.
Just
it
held up
for the
don't
the
breathe.
It's held together by Bucky Badger themed duct tape.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was good. But so then 10 I work from home next that day, right? 10 o'clock rolls around, it gets delivered, go to plug it in, it's broken.
Oh no.
Right, so luckily I had the backup, right, and I kind of flipped. I was like, my worst case scenario in the whole situation was people clapping, right?
That's too like, tacky.
Yeah, that's like I didn't want that, right?
We didn't just land an airplane, goddammit.
Yeah, exactly. That's the worst. That's honest. That would have been one of those things I would have broken up with Caleb with. That would have been right there.
No, honestly, he's texted me before while he's on a flight or like afterwards, and he goes, I realize why I love you so much is because you're not a plane clapper. And he's like, honestly, if you clapped when we landed on a plane, that'd probably be a deal breaker.
Honestly, I think that's for everyone.
Yeah, no, if you're a plane clapper, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
That's not right. So I did it in my backyard. So I was like, oh, you want to go eat? And then I like brought her outside, and I asked her sister to take pictures, but I told her that I would give her a camera beforehand. Definitely, I was like so nervous I forgot to do that. So
meanwhile, it's unfolding, and my sister is like frantically trying to like get her camera up on her phone, but then she opens Snapchat instead, and it's like freaking out and just like jumping around. And I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, so that was good. But so then I asked, and I expected Kayla to cry or give me any emotion, but she just kind of said yes, and then
that sounds true. I was like, my heart was pounding out of my chest. I wish I could express like the way that my body was feeling, because the way that I looked on the outside did not really express that. But
now, Kayla, did you know this was coming, like at this moment, or are you really surprised?
No, I was surprised. So I thought it was going to be on our trip to Seattle, because we had the next day we were leaving for Seattle. So I thought it was going to be on that trip.
Nice ride.
But yeah, I didn't expect it the night before.
Very cool.
I definitely didn't expect the magic mirror, because I kind of had given up on that idea.
I gave up hope on that one too, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Ryan, did you buy trip insurance in case you said no before the trip?
You know, I didn't, but that's
hindsight.
Honestly, something I should have done.
I don't think so. You get a pretty good indication of
it. Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine that you'd imagine she was going to say yes.
Yeah, I wasn't too worried.
Yeah, considering we picked out the ring together.
That's usually a good sign, Ryan. Well done.
That and I'm just, I knew I hadn't gained too much weight since I graduated. That was still a high thing up on our priority list.
Yeah, well, now you can put it all on. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's Balkan season, boys.
I love it.
So, yeah, speaking of your trip to Seattle, what was your favorite part there? Was it like Space Needle, or did you do kind of that touristy stuff?
Well, you know, Ryan's afraid of heights, so Space Needle, he was kind of like...
Did you chicken out?
He went up.
Did he? Okay, good.
No. Good. Was up there. It definitely wasn't his favorite part, right, Ryan?
The zoo doesn't count. But zoo doesn't count.
He stuck it out. Yeah. You know, we like the aquarium. So there was this huge octopus at the aquarium.
It's amazing. Nice, with the tentacles.
Yeah, it's huge. And like 2 or 3 days after we got back from our trip.
No, it happened the day after we went to the aquarium.
Oh, okay.
Don't say it died.
It escaped.
Oh,
what?
Out of its tank the day after we were there.
What? Where does an octopus go?
What, Grant?
Where does an octopus go?
There we go.
Onto the floor.
Yeah, it's like an open tank, so the top was open, and it just, like, decided to climb out, and then it just plopped on the floor.
Did it die?
Like, had, like, a ball of paper towels that's, like, wet, you know, kind of, like, it's, like, kind of slot, like, it's, like, yeah. You can slap it on stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looked like, you know, that's what it sounded like. It just kind of, like, dropped on the floor, and it was, like, splat.
Splat.
Does it? It's an octopus.
Big dude.
Did it die?
No.
No, they picked it up.
Yeah, that's not the first time it's gotten out either. They said it's like its third time. You'd think they put him in a tank that, you know, you can't get out of, but...
They should put like a net on the other side, kind of like at Wrigley on the outfield, that just kind of catches him when he goes over, and then he just hangs out in the net until he goes back.
Mm-hmm.
Childproofing.
Not a bad idea.
I'll bring it up. I'll submit that idea to the...
I'll go to the board.
To the Seattle Aquarium.
All right.
So, go ahead.
It's no shed, but it was a pretty good one.
Yeah, well, the shed aquarium is definitely, definitely up there. Although yeah. The time we went was probably the time that Charlie and I were thinking more about wine pairings than the fish. So
I still stand by that idea. That was a great idea I had.
That is a pretty good idea, to be honest.
It's a great fundraiser idea. Like, we get loads of people there, raise some serious money.
Guaranteed. So, my last question before we go to Charlie's good ending.
My infamous question.
At what point did you know that engagement was intimate?
Enemas. Like
enemas.
I said, intimate.
What time was it enemas?
When it was intimate.
You mean like it's going to happen?
Yeah, there
like...
you go.
Grant, you're not a wordsmith. Let's just put it that way.
Well, not with... No, I can type them, but I can't say them. What time was it?
I knew when I convinced him to come look at rings with me, which was a big step. But yeah, like once we were actually picking things out and like talking about the hypotheticals, and I was like, yeah, this is gonna happen.
This is the guy. This is the girl.
Mine was probably when I actually bought the diamond.
Oh,
that was up to him.
Big guy getting the diamond.
Big guy.
Yep, wow. No cubic zirconium for me.
Ring prop is still high on my list.
Yeah, but... I was gonna say. thinking about a ring prop, it'll probably last about as long as the marriage.
Oh. Well, on that note, we're gonna do a little twist on the tattoo question. You guys have to give each other a tattoo.
What would it be, and where would you put it? And my face is always an option.
I'm matching, or what would it...
No, Ryan, you can give Killer whatever you want. Killer, you can give Ryan whatever you want.
Would I have to draw it myself?
If you want.
Or I don't know if I want your drawings on me, Ryan.
Oh. Like, it's going to be?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Kayla, I go for a tramp stamp on Ryan.
There is
a trap stamp.
Ooh, a trap stamp.
Like, just the word trap, like, in the normal spot is a tramp stamp.
What's the normal spot, though? I never know.
Right above the butt.
But I thought it was also one, like, in front.
No, that's a different thing.
No, I don't know.
That's different.
Just low enough where, like, if he's wearing a swimsuit... Well, no, you'd still see it with a swimsuit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If he's wearing a thong...
But yeah, it would just
if he's
be
wearing a thong,
in, like, a
see
really
it.
Cool, like, gothic print... in the location of the tram stamp.
So lower back.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Ryan.
All right. I would do Ryan was here, like right below where bikini ends on the butt.
Oh, God. Jeez. Ryan.
Now you know why I wanted you to go first.
This is why I wanted you to go first.
Just trying to feel out the vibe.
I didn't want the comeback.
You didn't want to overshadow me?
But no, I didn't want you to think it, like, change what you were going to say to, like, get back at me.
Okay. Kayla, do you want another chance?
No, I stick with my choice.
All right.
So now we're gonna do a little trivia. I'll play as well, but you got to buzz in. And basically, the first one to get two answers right
wins. Oh, God.
How do we buzz in?
By saying the
word
buzz.
Buzz.
Buzz, okay.
So, Charlie's going to ask the trivia questions, and I'll play as well.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
In honor...
Sounds good.
This is in honor of our AARP trivia team in senior year. We were dominant.
By far the most dominant.
All right, everyone ready?
Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Name the seventh planet from the sun.
Buzz.
Grant.
Jupiter.
No.
Fuck.
Buzz.
Kayla.
Uranus.
Correct.
Nice.
One.
Yeah! That was a guess.
All right. This one's been on the podcast a lot and no one can get it. Where can you find the Sea of Tranquility?
Buzz.
Kayla.
The moon.
Oh, that's a winner. Ding, 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 game over.
Oh, she just got it.
I was on.
Yeah. I was saying, no one's ever gotten it, though. Everyone freezes, so I thought I'd throw it out there again.
I freeze because I start thinking about, like, the Middle East, and I'm like, that's kind of a weird...
Yeah, me too.
It's like, to me, that's where all the seas are.
Okay, we'll do one more to get second place. This is just between Ryan and Grant. It's winner take all. You get it right, you get second. You get it wrong, you get third.
Okay.
So, oh, God. So if you guess wrong, you lose. Ready?
Yeah.
Which country is Prague in?
Buzz.
I Grant had it first.
Oh.
Three, two.
Wait, did you say me or Grant?
I had it. It's a
one.
I don't know. I'm wrong.
Grant got it wrong. So Ryan, you win. Grant, Ryan, what would you have said?
Czech Republic.
That's correct.
Yeah, I just had a buzz. I had to give a shot.
He's playing defense.
A big German dude that looked like Mr. Clean tried to pick me up.
Ryan almost got picked up by Mr. Clean in Prague.
And you don't, I'm sure you don't mean physically.
No, I do mean physically in some sense.
In both senses.
Fair enough.
That could have really changed this interview.
It really could have.
Ryan and Kayla, we appreciate you guys coming on. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
Also, yeah,
thanks so much for having us.
Also, congratulations.
Congratulations. We're so happy for
thanks,
you
guys. Guys.
Can't wait to see your tattoos.
All right, that was a fun interview with Ryan and Kayla. Honestly, I remember when that like the mirror was starting to be built, and then when it went past, and then he worked really hard to try to get it,
like in January.
Yeah, in January, and then like it was just one of those. It's like when you owe your friend $20.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, too. Like don't worry, I'll get it back to you here shortly. Like, and then he just keeps kind of forgetting about it, and like keeps going. And
for a long time though, he didn't forget about it. I remember helping him in the engineering labs trying to.
He just couldn't get it. Like there was definitely like
solder some wires together, and it just
that is what it is. And totally cool.
But yeah, I saw those pictures and I was like, oh, that's brilliant.
He finally got it.
It was brilliant.
We didn't ask if it still works.
They said it did, but just don't breathe on it, look at it, or anything.
So just, like, hang it. In
so
like
just a, know it's there. Just
hang
know.
It in, like, a case, like, hang it like the Mona Lisa.
I hope it makes an appearance at your wedding. Let's just put it that way.
Well, there'll be a lot of clapping there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I don't know where you're going.
I mean, like, people are going to clap for it, like, at the
I see what you're saying.
What the fuck is your problem?
I'm a little spacey today.
Yeah, thanks for ruining that one for me, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm sure. Don't clap,
go ahead.
Don't clap in front of the magic mirror, Grant.
Go ahead and, that's what they said, don't clap.
Yeah, I know. It took me space while
God damn it.
There.
Go ahead and use your quote first.
All right. Keep looking up. That's the secret to life, Charlie Brown.
Oh, that's a good Charlie quote.
That's why we kind of picked it.
Today is the youngest you'll ever be. Live like it. Mark
Deuces.
Cuban. Deuces.